Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about commercial lending.
This is Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me again today is Renee Nelson. I'm honored to have Renee because she is the premier realtor for talking about multifamily units alongside the others at PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thank you, Marcia. We're going to talk about my favorite subject, which is lending.
Yes, we're going to start with lending because we need to start with lending. If you want to do something next year, let's talk about what you can do. And you've got to leverage smart, not too far out and not too tight to the cuff to optimize the opportunity. Wouldn't that be true?
That is totally true. So let's talk about the buyer that we've been using kind of as a case study. He called, he has a single family property, wants to 1031 exchange into multiple units, probably a 10 to a 15 unit was what we identified. I knew that I was going to send him to you to have you sell his single family property to get the down payment for the bigger property that we were going to buy, but he also needed to go see a lender. So I referred him to Isaac Grant at Oregon Community Credit Union to have him get approved for a commercial loan.
And there's a lot to that, isn't there? The commercial lending for investment property, the game's gotten a little more complicated.
Very much so. So after COVID and the new tenant landlord laws, especially where tenants could not pay rent if they were in a tough situation, Fannie Mae across the United States made a rule that when a buyer closes a transaction, in addition to their down payment, so let's back up real quick. On a commercial loan for an apartment, you typically need 30% down. That you should just figure 30% is your down payment, and then you're going to need about 2 to 3% more for closing cost, appraisal, you know, title and escrow. But now you also need to have reserves.
So this is a reserve account that they can call upon. Does the lender hold the reserve, or where is this reserve? Is this cash that you're going to put in their account?
Yes, it is cash, because here's the deal. You're going to park 6 months worth of PITI reserve with the lender.
Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance reserve accounts. That's a pretty hefty account. Does that eliminate a lot of the investors out there?
Most of the investors that I deal with have the financial wherewithal to do that. But if somebody's coming from a single family property and now they want to buy 10 units, we may have to scale that back to 5 or 8 units so they could actually have that reserve, because it is a requirement.
So Isaac Grant is a safe place to go for such a conversation, I imagine.
He's very good at what he does, 100%.
He's at Oregon Community Credit Union. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.